Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. It's Wealthy Wednesday here on the Millionaires Roundtable. And the term wealth for me is broad. It means a wisdom, expansion, assets, leadership, transformation, and health. I think all too often we focus on the money part of the meaning of wealth, or people have defined wealth to mean money. But if you apply wisdom and you incorporate expansion of your assets, and you are a leader, you learn to transform from the things that are harming you into the things that are helping you. And you focus on your health, your mental, emotional, and physical health, then you have wealth. And those are the elements that position you to get money. Of course, it's always so great to have someone to, you know, talk about these things with, and there's so much happening. I feel like every time we get over one hump, we have to jump over another hump. And so to help me jump today, I have to welcome MC Light, our legend and icon, my business sister and friend. Light, is always so good to have you here on the round table.
Thank you very much. At the round table, the Millionaire Round Table, it is a pleasure to be here with you today. And I know that we're going to address a couple of things. One is Biden, like Biden's new situation that he is about to inflict upon the people, if the Republican House allows him to do it, because you know they will show up and show out. And then, of course, we have...
Did you say inflict? You said he's about to inflict something on the people.
It is pain. Isn't it painful when you have to pay taxes? I know we're going to get into it, but yeah, when you have to pay taxes on money that's not even realized yet, it's like it makes you not want to make it, you know, makes you not want to make the money when you know you got to give it away. But okay, we're going to talk about that. And then we're also, you know, unfortunately with everything that took place at the Oscars with those two guys, with Will and Chris Rock, we have sort of put under the, I don't even want to say radar, we have totally ignored what happened backstage. And that is, producer Will Packer led the first all-Black production team in Oscars history. And so I want to dig into that and what that means and what he means to the culture. And we've lost John Singleton, we have Spike, and we have a whole lot of newcomers to the business, but I certainly think that he should be lauded and acknowledged for his great work that he did with the Oscars, so we'll dig into that. And then also, you know, not so long ago, Lynn, you helped me acquire the rights, my trademarking the MC Light name, along with Michelle Miller, a trademark attorney. And I just recently read that Flo Jo's husband buys back his late wife's memorabilia, which is a huge deal. You know, I keep memorabilia not only for myself, but people from my generation of hip hop. So I've got old everything hanging out in my storage. But we're gonna talk about a whole bunch of things this morning. And I'm happy to be here with you.
Well, it's not morning. It's only morning where you may be physically sitting.
Right.
Yeah, but where we all are live, you know, here with the people, it could be any mm-hmm. time of day, because folks are listening
right.
to this on the app. They're listening to it on the way back, moving forward, and so on. So you often say that because you are in other parts of the country at times, and we are in other parts of the country at times. But Of course, you know, we know that this is all day, all the way, all around. So you just spoke of expansion. You spoke of leadership. You spoke of transformation in the industry. And it's all a part, you know, one of each of those is a part of the whole wealth equation, I should say. So you know, I'm excited about you because you have transformed. You are getting more and more involved. It seems like every day there's something new happening with you on the TV, film, production, directing, producing side of things. And yes, I think to see Will Packer, you know, accomplish this task, I think it's great. I'm not exactly sure why this is the first time in history, but I'll take it. I am exactly, I'm you know, pretty excited about what this means going forward in the future for other shows like the Emmys and such. But I think this is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, a lot of times people will say when something happens, it kind of puts a stain on the overall big picture. And I don't accept that. I simply do not accept that. You know, I live by the philosophy that we live in an imperfect world, and I don't care what it is. And of course, there are some things that could be far higher on the Richter scale in terms of damage. You know, nobody wants to hear that someone got, you know, unfortunately shot or killed or so on and so forth. And I'm not saying that, you know, one quote unquote sin or error is better than the other. But, you know, in the big scheme of things, I'm going to take that whole pitcher of lemonade. Sometimes you have to take lemons and make lemonade. And I am very proud. And as far as I'm concerned, it is still an epic time in our history. And the Oscars, you know, well, it was a great thing. So I think we got to learn, you know, it's like, oh, everything went good except that. And now they put a stain on it. Why? Everybody else wants to put a stain on us. We don't have to put a stain on ourselves by acknowledging it with our shock, with our embarrassment or whatever. You know, it happened. Okay, it shouldn't have. But it was still a great night. So the harvest is here and the time is now.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
What's the action of the hour, the word of the day? The action of the hour is to believe in your wealth, your wisdom, your expansion, your assets, your leadership, transformation, and health. Ecclesiastes 5:19, one of my favorite scripture, says, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God. The Berean Study Bible goes even deeper. It says, furthermore, God has given riches and wealth to every man, and he has enabled him to enjoy them, to accept his lot, and to rejoice in his labor. This is a gift from God. That means every last one of us has wealth, has wisdom, expansion, assets, leadership, transformation, and health. You may need to just hone it in. You may need to get a new network. You may need to believe in yourself. You may need to get past your fear. You may need to let go of things that aren't working. But guess what? I know you got it because God has said it. The harvest is here. The time is now. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. Okay, you've heard me say this over and over again. Spend less money, get more money, get your money back. And then once you get your money back, make your money grow. Well, let me help you understand something. The president wants to take some of the money that we're making grow. I have MC Light here on the round table, in the round table, at the round table.
Yes.
With me. Come on now. Light, this new $1 billion tax strategy is starting to hit home. You know, I've talked a little bit about the returns that one could gain if they have a strategy when it comes to their investments in securities, stocks, bonds, so on and so forth, mutual funds, ETFs, and what have you. And now this new proposal would entail being taxed on your unrealized capital gains. And let me tell you what that means. That means if you buy some stock for $100 a share, and now it grows to $200 per share, now you have $200 worth of stock, even though you only bought it for $100. Well, then you are going to be taxed 20% of the amount that you gained. So $20 per share. Now, if that's nice for one share, but if you have 1,000 shares, there are several securities where I own 1,000 shares or more, then I'm going to pay $20,000 in taxes. That's just off of that particular security. I'm going to pay $20,000 in taxes, and I haven't even used the money yet. So unrealized capital gains means it's just on paper. Unrealized capital gains also means it could, the day after tax day or at the end of the year, the value of your stock could decrease significantly. And I just think that this is unprecedented. And what it's ultimately going to do is cause people to either fight like hell, trying to get this thing not to be what it is, and or moving some of their investments into illiquid assets like real estate and some other things. Like, did you ever think we would see a day where you'd be taxed on your unrealized capital gains? And now I understand the realized, meaning you earned the money, you cashed it out, you went and bought some stuff. I don't know what you bought, or you put it in the bank or whatever. But did you ever think you would see this day?
As you were talking, I was reading, and it says, this structure is similar to the familiar capital gains tax with one significant wrinkle. The tax is owed regardless of whether the underlying asset is sold. So even if you make it and you keep it, you still have to pay on it. The problem is that the taxpayer might not have enough cash on hand to pay the tax.
Exactly.
So to mitigate this, the president's proposal allows taxpayers to pay overtime. Now you've got to do layaway to pay your taxes up to 9 years from when the tax first goes into effect.
Wait, did you say layaway?
I said lay. You remember layaway back in the day?
Let me tell you.
Girl, my mama used to put everything on layaway.
But we are not. So, yeah, that's what that means. It means you have not sold it yet. So when you buy stock for $100, it goes up to $200. If you keep it, it's unrealized. If you sell it and get the cash, now it's realized capital gains. And so this is for your securities, your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. A lot of people don't realize. Now, I'm wondering if this would apply to gains in the 401k. We'll have to take a look at that, because, again, This is unprecedented. And so it's so nice to know that they're going to let you put the taxes that you owe on layaway.
This is crazy. I wonder what team of folks came up with this.
You know what?
Because I don't think he did it on his own, I got to tell you.
You don't think so?
No, I think that he ain't thinking about that. Look. Yeah, I don't think that's on the forefront of his mind. This is something either the banks or there's someone else. There's a bigger culprit involved. And perhaps it's just the government. They want the money.
Yeah,
They want the money. These people have figured out all sorts of ways to write things off and have a bunch of expenses and pay as little as they can in taxes. And they're saying, no, we will find a way for you to participate wholly and entirely in this tax system.
You know, unfortunately, this is going to cause people to just be even more strategic, I should say. And, you know, I mean, I guess if you have $10 billion, it's not really a big deal. Although I am not a proponent of, oh, let's go get some of the bigger folks simply because they have it. I'm just not a proponent of that. You know, and I have to, let me just interject this in here for one moment. I think it is short-sighted, and there's something either envious, jealous, or something don't sit right well with me. We know that there is this person who has committed this act at the Oscars, and one of the things I keep hearing people say is, well, sue him for $200 million or sue him for, if I hit somebody, would y'all tell him to sue me for $200 million? No, because, well, I don't know. You don't know if I have it or not, but the perception is that I don't. Mm-hmm. My problem with that is it's as if you want to take away from someone something that they have earned as a penalty for something else that they did that's not necessarily connected. Now, I know lawsuits and things happen. And I know, you know, over time in history, people have gone after the tobacco companies. They've gone after folks like Johnson & Johnson when that talcum powder was giving people cancer. You know, everybody wore talcum powder back in the 80s. And I get that. But to specifically target someone because they have it, I just think there's something wrong with that. And whether that be a penalty for something that they did, and not that this thing is not that this thing is trivial, because it's important what has happened. But for me, it almost fits in the same category. Okay, so everybody who's learned how to make their money grow and invest in stock, we're gonna go take what you have. We're gonna go take what it is because we can't get it from anywhere else. And quite frankly, like, I think we can get it from someplace else. You know what? The harvest is here and the time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Well, you know, now here on the Millionaires Roundtable, we are always talking about my favorite subject. I know I have a couple, but today it is talking about navigating cash flow for your small business. Let me tell you, you know, I always say one stream of income is hazardous to your wealth. Small business owners know that cash flow is what keeps our businesses moving forward, but it can be tricky to manage. Timing is everything, and successful businesses master the art of managing their cash to ensure it's available when they need it most. So guess what? We are here today with my favorite people at JP Morgan Chase. I am talking to Moises Figueroa, Senior Business Consultant at Chase, and he's going to talk about how business owners can navigate cash flow successfully. So whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, let me tell you, you're never too old to learn, or you're just starting out, these insights could make all the difference for your business. So welcome, Moises, to the Millionaires Roundtable. So glad to have you here.
Thank you so much, Dr. Richardson. Very happy to be here today.
Yes. So happy to have you here talking about this topic. So let's just get right into it. First off, why is it important for business owners to successfully manage their cash flow?
Absolutely. In today's business environment, cash flow has never been more important. The cash business owners receive from selling their products or services enable them to buy supplies, inventory, pay rent and utilities, and ultimately hire their wonderful employees. Therefore, it's the fuel that keeps their business running smoothly. Successful businesses can fail if they don't manage cash inflows and cash outflows, and really understanding the nuances of cash flow and keeping an eye on those cash flow trends will help the businesses navigate any challenges that may arise and really prepare for the future. The ups and downs of business means it's possible for a business to be profitable, but still not have any money in the bank. And so if your business is booming, incredible, it's still very important to keep track of your expenses closely and keep revenue ahead of payments.
You know, you are preaching to the choir. I don't think people understand that you have to have cash flow to manage those times when the cash is low. And it doesn't mean that you're broke. It just means that you're in a season. So this is so, so important. So let's start with the basics, Moises. What are the different types of cash flows that business owners should be aware of?
Absolutely. And really categorizing cash flow will help any business owner make decisions and work with investors, creditors, suppliers, and others outside their company. There are three main categories. First one is operating cash flow. Investing is the second one. And lastly, financing. Each of these occur at different intervals throughout the year. The most important category is your operating cash flow. Basically, this is the cash that's collected and really spent on supporting your business's core activities. Your operating cash flow tells you whether or not your business can generate enough cash through its operations to really sustain itself without any help from investors or loans. Next up, we have the investment category. This is the cash that you have been able to save through your hard work to be spent on long-term investments for your business, such as leasing or buying new equipment or considering commercial real estate. Think of these as opportunities to put your money to work by investing in assets that can help your business increase its value. And lastly, we have financing cash flow, which includes cash that is spent or received through loans, dividends, or equity.
Who should you go to for financial advice? Author, TV personality, and celebrity financial coach, Lynn Richardson.
Let's bring in financial expert Lynn Richardson.
My girl, Lynn Richardson.
Here we have Dr. Lynn Richardson. Good morning.
Financial expert Lynn Richardson.
Lynn knows what's up.
I'm joined by financial expert Lynn Richardson, author of Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Knew About.
Be at peace with the money that you have, because everybody knows money cannot buy happiness.
To learn more about Lynn Richardson's webinars, books, and online courses, please go to LynnRichardson.com. Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program. The Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program will give you lifetime access to all of Lynn Richardson's online classes, books, boot camps, masterclasses, and webinars. That's right, lifetime access. So give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program. Available only on LynnRichardson.com. Are you ready to master your money? Then it's time for you to sign up for Lynn Richardson's Money Mastery Membership. This membership includes a monthly individual money mastery meeting with one of Lynn Richardson's personally trained master financial coaches. Individual financial coaching can be hundreds of dollars per hour. With the Money Mastery Membership, you will get access to the Entrepreneurs Academy, master classes, webinars, live trainings, books, and other tools and resources to help you start, make over, build, and maintain a profitable and relevant business. This is the Jordan year, so let's work together so we can win together. For more information about the Money Mastery Membership, please go to asklynn.org.
All right, now I love that. If you're just joining us, we're chatting with Moises Figueroa from Chase about navigating cash flow as business owners. So Moises, what are some of the ways we can maximize our cash flow?
Very powerful question. And really the most important thing a business owner can do is really understand their competition and their customers. Nearly every industry has experienced major shifts, particularly in the last 5 years. And so your competitors may have closed, they may have changed their business model, added new products or services. New competitors may have emerged in the past year. All those changes could impact your cash flow directly.
Yeah, and it's so important even just to see as a small business owner what the big businesses are doing. So it's very important to notice pivots and changes. So you mentioned knowing your customer. Why is that so important?
Absolutely. And the reason why is because customers are not one size fits all. They all have different needs and they're all going to engage your business differently as well. So segmenting your customers, both current and prospective, can help you tailor your communications better. For better results, it would allow you to identify new audiences that have similar preferences and spending habits. And really expanding your consumer base is a great way to increase revenue and create flexibility for your business as well.
I think this is so important because I think a lot of times when people start a business, they think all of their friends and family members are going to, you know, support the business. And that's not the way to grow or scale a business. You may have some warm, more market up front, but you have to continue to get to know that customer so that you can expand beyond the people you know, so that you can really get your business to grow. So this is great stuff. If you're just tuning in, Moises Figueroa from Chase is giving us tips on how to manage our cash flow as business owners. Moises, what about our prices? What should we consider when trying to increase revenue and raise those fees?
Thank you for the questions. Consumers are always changing their habits. We have many changes coming in from the supply sector. The competitive landscape is dynamic as ever. Whether your industry is experiencing change, it makes sense to take a closer look at your pricing, right? When reviewing your pricing, calculating all costs associated with producing, managing, and delivering your service is top of mind. Keep in mind that minor price increases can have a big impact on revenue over time. You can even reduce the impact to your customers by offering discounts for larger orders or introducing bundle items or services.
This is so key, especially if you're talking about really, really growing your business and doing a lot more of it. When the pandemic hit, I feel like I was very, very blessed because, of course, I've written all these books and what have you. And so the pandemic hit and my book supplier was in Ohio. I live in California. I reached out and said, hey, I need a lower price per book. And it just so happened they were opening a plant in Vegas. Had I never asked the question, I would have never known that there was a plant in Vegas that could, one, ship my books faster and cheaper, and I could pay less money. And so even just $1 a book, if you sell 50,000 books, that's $50,000. So never discount the value of a price increase or a reduction in expenses. This is so, so, so very good. So Moises, let's say we've implemented some of these tips and we're looking to take our business to the next level. What do you recommend?
You know, and your story about your book is a perfect segue. I think business owners should consider where and when their cash goes out, and really adjusting to minimize spending and making sure that cash stays within their business. Having a lean expense ledger can really allow you to have flexibility on your business to seek new opportunities and really adapt to the changes in the marketplace. Reducing expenditures may look like reevaluating vendor relationships or taking a fresh look at commercial real estate. Considering these changes can help you set up your business for success for years to come.
You know, this is so important. I always say, if you do what you always did, you'll get what you always got. And sometimes if you do what you always did, what you got before isn't what you need today. So you've got to take a look at the changes. And sometimes we kind of get stuck and we think we don't know what to do, but it's really everything that's been said here today. So Moises, I am so, so thankful for all the wisdom and the knowledge that you've shared. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. If any of the listeners have questions, please feel free to reach out to me directly. My number is 872-207-6998. You can also visit chase.com/business for a ton of educational content that can help you take your business to the next level. Thank you.
All right. You heard it. chase.com/business. So, hey, let's get it together. We don't want to run a broke business. We want to run a healthy business. So this is awesome. Always so excited to have my partners at Chase. Thank you so much, Moises. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much, Dr. Richardson.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. The harvest is here and the time is now. This is the season of elevation. And more specifically, this is the season of wealth, wisdom, expansion, assets, leadership, transformation, and health. There are some things I want you to consider while you are in this specific time, whether you are trying to get your business strategy in place or trying to get your taxes done. And that tax preparation is something that should be happening year round. Let me repeat, tax preparation is something that's happening year round. It is something that should be happening at all times, and it's something that should be on your mind at all times. I received a text message from a family member asking what can she do to write off her car expenses that she had last year. I said, you can't do anything. You needed to track your mileage. You needed to document each trip. You needed to know the beginning mileage of each trip and the ending mileage of each trip. You needed to know who, what, when, where, why, and how much for that trip. You needed to document your mileage for the entire year, because when you take this deduction, they're going to compare your business miles to your total miles. So if you drove 10,000 miles and 5,000 of them were for business, you either get to take the mileage deduction, I think it's 57 cents per mile or something like that, or you get to write off 50% of your expenses. So you can take your gas, your car note, your maintenance, oil changes, registration, all of the expenses related to your car. If you had 50%, if you drove for business 50% of the time, then you get to write off 50% of the expenses. Now, most people, I should say many people, take the expense deduction, especially if they are paying a note or a lease or, you know, paying interest on a vehicle, because in most cases, that's going to be more than the mileage deduction. So because she did not do that, she's asking me now, because she's trying to file taxes this year, it's too late. This is why you must get a financial education. Someone else asked me, I want to purchase a car for my business. How do I do that? I gave her the specific steps. The beautiful thing is she asked me before she made the purchase. So you cannot retroactively say something is for business. You must live your life like a business with the intent to make a profit. And so your intent is what's always going to matter. You cannot take a vacation and then after the fact call it a business trip. It needed to be a business trip before you left. Okay. So I want you to get a strategy in place to learn the things that you need to learn in order to get your money back, because the harvest is here and the time is now, but you're going to miss out on it if you do not apply wealth. Let's go.
Lynn Richardson is a celebrity financial coach and founder of the 700 Credit Club. Lynn wants to talk to you about one of the biggest issues that can separate you from your financial freedom, and that's your credit score. Lynn overcame two bankruptcies and foreclosure, but with this plan, her score is now over 700, and she's inviting you to join the 700 Credit Club today. Here, you'll learn to build your credit and have the financial freedom you dreamed of. For more information about the 700 Credit Club, please visit LynnRichardson.com.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program. The Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program will give you lifetime access to all of Lynn Richardson's online classes, books, boot camps, masterclasses, and webinars. That's right, lifetime access. So, give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program. Available only on LynnRichardson.com.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media, at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show, at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org, because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.